the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. And today we have a talk by Professor H.J. Bhagya, a professor at the Department of Management Studies, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Sri Bhagya was one of the first teachers to be appointed by Bhagwan when Swami started the MBA program in his university. He has been a mentor and a guide to many students who have passed through the portals of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. In this very personal and informal talk, Sir takes us through many of his experiences with Bhagwan, which convinced him of Swami's divinity. This talk was delivered in the Sai Ramesh Hall on the 17th of December 2017 as a part of the Samarpan program. The original talk, which was more than 1 hour 30 minutes, has been edited down to fit in our scheduled time. Stay tuned, dear listeners. After the talk at 3:30 p.m., we have the live Telugu segment, Sri Sathya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari. With that, over to Sri H.J. Bhagya.
With pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, co-travelers on path of spirituality, elders, juniors, men and women, I am so excited, overwhelmed, emotionally charged that my spiritual journey began here, 1986 onwards, precisely 1987. And before that also, Swami has been guiding me. One or two incidents before joining, Swami permitted MBA course. I'll just give the glimpses because there are so many things to be shared. I'm bubbling with the joy after coming here. 1984, I was a consultant for UK. And there, I was appointed to sell mangoes. Can you believe? Marketing, of course, not just sell in the market, but the wholesale deal. And there, I was given 3 months period. Nearly 2 months were over, nothing was happening. Finally, I told Swamiji that, Swami, today is the last day. Otherwise, I will continue my chemical field. I don't have to give consultancy in marketing of fruits in London. On that day, I was not prepared for a very severe hailstorm. I started from the house where I was supposed to be and went to the Western International Market. For that, I had to travel by two tubes, trains, underground trains, and then catch a double-decker bus from Heathrow Airport to the market. Now, on that day, as soon as I got down from the bus, hailstorm. My hands and lips turned blue. I didn't know what to do. And there, early morning, I had to reach. Every day I used to do that. 5:30 in the morning, I would be there in the market. And nobody known people on the way, people going with the fast speed. So what I did, I said, well, Swami is with me. I had a briefcase. And March pass, I remember March pass. So I started doing very, very loud just to generate heat within system. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Then moments, believe me, Swami appeared physically. And he hugged me. I was looking at Swami, Swami was looking at me. Continue. Then I said, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Swami said, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Like that, 20 minutes we walked together, reached the Western International Market, and I was fully drenched because rain and hailstorm. But I looked at Swami, not even a drop of wet hair, not even a drop of water on the hair or a robe. So I put the briefcase down, took out the handkerchief to wipe my face. In the meantime, Swami is disappearing in thin air. Says, Swamiji, Swamiji, Swamiji. Then Swami went away. Then I started crying, Swami. Then somebody comes and pats me. Hey, Indian. So yes. Crazy? Because really I was crazy. So he said, look at, I understood my plight. So what do you want? I said, do you deal in elephants or mangoes? He said, yes. How many cartons you need? I said, I have not come to purchase from you. I have come to sell. You? Mangoes? Okay, come to my office. We went, we had a lot of discussion. I'm cutting down the interactions. He said, put your coat down on the heater. Would you like to have a little whiskey? I said, no. Just to heat up, warm up? No. Coffee? No, I don't take. Tea? You are Indian. Tea? No, I don't take tea, coffee. Milk? So I nodded. Then he called his assistant. This baby has come from India. Make a hot glass of hot milk and give him. So she brought, and he said, hamburger? I said, no. Okay, cheese sandwich? Yes. So cheese sandwich, and then he started discussion. He said, yes, when can you give me the mangoes? I said, you tell me. So call the party for whom I was a consultant, and they send the consignment. I said, consignment has come. You have to clear it. He said, no problem. So he went and he promised that. He said, where is the airway bill? I said, okay. I opened the briefcase. When I opened, then in the nameplate where you put your identity and all, I had put Swami's small picture like this. So he said, wait. Do you know who is he? I said, Satya Sai Baba, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Oh, now riddle is solved. I said, what was the riddle and what is the solution? He said, in spite of people telling me that don't have dealing with Indians, they cheat. They show big mangoes on the top layer and the underneath will be all small. Don't deal with them. But I was attracted towards you. I said, then what's the riddle? Riddle is that I was attracted towards you. I said, why? I am Swami's devotee. Hari? Since how long you are in business? He said, 19 years. Then he said, do you know? Swami got me married in Vrindavan in 1978. Acha? Then he said, yes, we'll have a nice business, this, that. Then he said, very strange thing, that I'm a mechanical engineer. He was mechanical engineer in fruit business. I said, I'm a chemical engineer in fruit business. Then I took courage and told him, you have a daughter? He said, yes, but how do you know? I said, because I have a daughter. So like that, long story continues. In fact, they invited me for a dinner and all. I didn't have anything. Then my father-in-law had come for a different assignment in London. So he brought a photo, white photo, photo in white robe. And he said, take that as a gift. When you go to somebody's house, you should carry something. And there are side devotees. Then this is the best gift. I said, okay. When I went there, he introduced me to his wife. And I said, I brought a small gift for you. She took me to shrine, showed me how manifestation of Swami taking place in London at that time in 1984, mind you. Then I gave the photo. She opened it. He said, whoa, Sai Baba has come, Sai Baba has come. This fellow, when we got married, I told him that I want this photo outside here. And he said, yes, yes, we'll get it. Then he never got me. I have searched the whole London. I never get this photo. White robe and Swami with Abhayasta. And see, today Swami has come. So Swami has ways and means to connect us. Okay, like that, so many. Thank you. Okay, then 1986, I told Swamiji that Swami, I do, and okay, I'll cut the story short, come to interactions. Swamiji gave us an interview in 1986. first interview, 9th September 1986. Then when I went there, first, as soon as we entered the interview room, me, my wife and daughter, what happened? Swami pointed out to my wife, this sari Swami gave you 9 years back, summer school. I said, wow, Swami remembers. Swami distributed saris in thousands, casually. You perform aarti, you read the summary of the summer course on that day. Yes, Swami. So I said, Dari, look at his memory. He is something really great. And prior to that, 1 year prior to that, we had come to Parthi, just ordinary devotee, to bring my daughter there. But daughter, she was a few months old. She developed diarrhea. She didn't know, I mean, we didn't know how to handle that. So one day she was better. Then I told her that you keep your daughter and let me have darshan, because my wife has been their family devotee since 1963. So she said, okay. When I went there, touched, I was sitting men's side. Swami finished, came out from the interview room, finished ladies' side. And in between the men and women, Swami was standing, talking to one quite hefty gentleman. Then I came to know Mr. Khyal Das. Then I, like a prince, I was so much attracted towards Swami, like a magnet. So I got up like a prince, came out, I was fourth row from the front, came and touched Swami's feet, put my head on him. I don't know where I was transported. Only thing I remember that somebody patting me, and I got up, again went back. But with a full conviction, the chemistry of a mind of a chemical engineer got totally changed. I, within myself, I said, I didn't shout out that he is God, because I have touched so many sages and saints' feet, nothing happened. My father was a saint himself, and he used to bring so many people in the house, but nothing happened. I said, this guy, something is special about him. And many times I have said that even if Swamiji tells me, hey Bhagya, you are a fool, you are considering me God, but I would say, Swamiji, now catch somebody else to spread your maya around him. Please, don't include me in that. I will not believe even you also if you say that you are not God. So that's how the journey began. Then there are so many things coming, but the more important things are connected with this, because when I came and had Trai Darshan and all the whole thing, all the things connected here are coming to my mind. So 1987. Okay, 86, Swami allowed me. He said, go back to Bahrain. At that time, I was in Middle East country. Go back in a month's time, you come back. And he appointed me. And that day itself, he said, I appoint you, 4th November 1986. That I appoint you MBA professor. Professor for MBA boys. I appoint you. Registrar and vice chancellor, they will come and they'll give you the appointment order. Okay. Then 87 was the 86 onwards first batch started. 87 summertime we were called here because we had to take the batch for industrial project. Nowadays it's only industrial tour. So industrial project where the students would work there for 6, 8, 10 weeks in a company, and I was in charge of the placement during the summer. Swamiji, he gave us an interview here. And then Swami said, what are you doing? Then I was wondering, some VIPs were there. I was wondering, are he knows everything, he's asking me. But okay, maybe this is the way Swami is introducing me to the others. I said, Swamiji, I'm a professor for MBA boys in your college. He'd say, sternly, forget about your chemistry and chemical engineering, sir. Inquire, who am I? In the mind, you can talk to Swami in any way. I said, yaar, tere ko to, I know that you are God and you are telling me, inquire, who am I? Uske liye to aaya hu. Then I came out from the interview room. Many things happened, but I'm just giving the important points. I came out, one Mr. Ratanlal, very ardent devotee of Bhagwan, passed away a few years back. Even Mrs. Ratanlal passed away last year. He was standing outside the same bench I went and saw. He said, are kya bola Swami ne? What did he say? Then I was not much interested in conversing, but he showed me a book. Teachings of Raman Maharshi. Teachings of Raman Maharshi by Paul Burton. And just to give him respect, he said, are you interested in this? I didn't say yes, I didn't say no, but it was imposed on me as if. So I accepted it, and just to show, I opened the contents index. In that third chapter was, who am I? I say, who am I as a subject? Oh, just now Swami said, inquire, sir, who am I? So he initiated me on a path of self-inquiry, and I read that book. After that, many, many Raman Maharshi's book and all. Then, 87, same year, boys used to start early morning, 5:30, to catch passenger train to go to the city for respective industries. And Swamiji would inquire whether all the boys are going or not. One day he asked me, are all the boys going? I said, yes, Swami. All industries, Swami, I go every day to some industry or other to see that boys are doing well and interacting with the bosses. He gave the name of a boy. Did you check whether he has gone? I said, yes, Swami. Did you go and personally find out? Swami, tomorrow I'll let you know. Tomorrow morning, next day morning, I went to the hostel. All the boys had gone. I took leave. I didn't go. Then, what I find, one boy, lazily, sleeping. Hey, get up, man. What happened? He said, sir, stomach pain. This is very common. You can't check with his stomach pain, you know. So, then I came back. Swami asked me, dekha usko? Yes, Swami. Kai ko nahi gaya? I said, Swamiji, he says that he has fever and stomach pain. Sab jhoot hai. Tum jaake jor se bolo. Shout at him. Next day, again I went. Showed him nice one. Come on. No, sir, I cannot go. My industry is very far and takes more than 2 hours. And I am not feeling well. Get ready now, I'll come with you. I said, Swamiji, why is he telling that go and shout at him? He is love. But sometimes jolt is required. He wanted to, you know, prove that how much anger I have inside. That was my weak point. And he worked for decades on that anger. To get rid of my anger. I don't know. I cannot give certificate to myself that anger is gone or not. Instead of shouting at him, I made friendship with him. And then I came to know that he was the son of a doctor working for Swami. Mother, the Mahila convener, and from very good family. So slowly I told him what is importance. What Swami wanted me to do is to help him to come out of laziness. Then, another time, I'll narrate some of the summer courses, summer projects here, because so many things flash in my mind. One day, 1988, or maybe around that time, boys came from holidays, and they were given the project areas and companies. On Sundays, normally, they will not go to project. And they expect that Swamiji will give them discourse or talk, interaction. So, that year, as soon as they came, Swami was not listening to them. They were shouting, "Please, Swami, Swami, please, Swami, please." Swami, as if not hearing, he went, then he turned. "Please, Swami. Before you get interview, you have to please Swami. Then you have come for the project. Go and finish, get your degrees and go home." Whereas I used to tell them, this summer project is a pretext. And during those years, I had made it, it is not a summer project. It is somehow project, completed man. And then you have interaction with Bhagawan. That is the major project. So, Swami, when he told them that, go back, go, get your degree and go. Then all of them shouted, "No, Swami, no, Swami." Again, turning deaf ear. Then again telling, "No, Swami. K-N-O-W. You must know what is Swami." So, it went on like that. Finally, I pleaded to Bhagawan, "Swamiji, Sunday normally we don't have any industry. So please talk to them." "Nahi, nahi. Mera ko MBA nahi aata. I'm not a businessman. Mera kuch nahi aata." I said, "Swamiji, mera ko nahi aata. Main kya bolunga business mein? I always give and give. Business is give and take. So I don't take anything back." I said, "Swamiji, your awareness." "Acha, tumko malum?" Then I said, "Swamiji, please Swami, what they will learn in the industry, you will give us the guidance for the rest of our lives." "Acha, bhagya bolta hai to chalo." As if he is, anyway. So, we started. Then Swami said, "Kya tum management padhata hai? Which management is the best?" I said, "Swamiji, nowadays, I'm talking in the 80s, late 80s. That time, the management, Japanese management, that was the best. Even Americans were copying." I said, "Swamiji, Japanese are doing very well." "Acha?" Then he waved his hand, created a watch, golden watch. He said, "See," he showed me, "made in Japan." Then he said, "What's the value of this watch?" I said, "Swamiji, I didn't open my mouth because it is valueless for me, created by Swami. But some boy says, Swami, 600, 1200, 800. "No, no, no, no. 15 rupees. Swami, material is worth 15 rupees. Rest is all technology. That is their technology. Learn from them." Then, as if this was not enough, again, he waved his hand, a nice, like a small bar of what you use as a pen drive, at that size, soap came. Literally warm, still soft soap. He said, "Made in Japan. This soap, you can take bath for one full month. It will not dissolve so easily. And yet, it will give you fragrance and cleanliness. This is technology." But he said, "You know, nowadays they are not, they are deviating from spirituality. Spiritual component is reducing." I said, "Swamiji, West Germany goods also good. Very nice. Swami, West Germany technology is also good." He said, "What? West Germany, East Germany. Germany is Germany." After a few weeks, newspaper came, "Germany is won." Whatever he brings out from the mouth, it has to happen. He has said, this is truth, truth, satyam, satyam, satyam. Whatever comes out from my mouth is also satyam. Same thing here, in one of these years, Swami was called for, I think, inauguration of a hospital or something, where Devegora was the CM. Then Swami gave a speech, and he said, "See, Devegora, the PM, Prime Minister, is such a nice person. He is starting for people, hospital for the people, this, that." Then somebody translated CM. Again, Swami referred him as a PM, Prime Minister. But people thought that Swami is making mistake. So it came in the papers that Sai Baba got confused, CM and PM. But within few days, there was no confidence motion. Devagoda became Prime Minister. On Prime Minister, it reminds me one more thing. Or Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee. It was 7th June 1994, I remember. Maybe his birthday, he had brought a few people. And Swami called him for interview. He called us also. And there was one Italian group also. Italian group, Swami gave them the interaction first. And he was conversing with them in their own language, Italian language. And it's not just a hello, how are you, and you know, mug up few sentences and tell them. No, no, no. Literal conversation. It was the eve of 70th birthday. So they had brought the 70 wheelchairs, 70, so many things. And then Swami was telling them, why did you bring from there? You could have purchased here. You paid unnecessarily the fare for getting the wheelchairs. So how do I know that what was the conversation? One of them knew English. So after the interview, I went and asked him, what was Swami talking to you people? That's how I know. Then Swami pays attention to Atal Bihari Vajpayee. He said, Vajpayee, do you know kaunsi bhasha hum bola? Swami, I don't know. Dekho, these people have come from Italy. They don't know any other language. Therefore, I had to speak to them. Do you know Italian? No, Swami. Their declaration, God knows all languages, sir. Vajpayee ji, in his unique style, he said, Swami ji, ek mehnati hai. Kya? Bolo. Swami ji, Bharat ki tabahi ho gayi. Then, kya karna chahiye? Swami ji, ek mehnati hai ki India mein jo bhi states hain, jo chief ministers hain, they should be replaced by your students. Swami laughed as we are laughing now. Swami laughed. He said, abhi time nahi aaya, Vajpayee, abhi nahi aaya time. He said, Swami ji, ek aur venati hai. Kya bhai? Swami ji, aap prime minister ban jao. Everybody, and in Swami was laughing. I could see his whole body shaking, enjoying everyone in the interview. Then here comes the revelation. Vajpayee, I don't want to be king. I'm a kingmaker. You want to become prime minister? Within few days again, in 18 days or so, he became prime minister. And then there was a no confidence motion. That time also, a re-election or something was there. There in Puttaparthi, Swami told me that he's coming again for full term. And term was not yet over. He said, one more term he's coming. Is he not kingmaker? Whatever he says, it has to happen. Okay. Then some more interactions. I told Swamiji, interview was nearly over. Swami gave a small discourse for the interviewees. Then, with a folded hand, I said, Swamiji, we know that avatar is with us. Then, Swamiji, I don't know how to make use of avatar. Swami was quiet. Swamiji, I want to know from avatar's mouth how to make use of avatar. He looked at me as if I'm going to let out the divine secrets from through him. I didn't assess at that time whether he was happy or angry, but he ignored me. He continued giving Vibhuti Prasadam after the interview, every participant. And last he came to me. He filled bunch of Vibhuti packets, and he gave it to me. So much with the force that Vibhuti started splashing from the Vibhuti packets. Then looked into my eyes and he said, two sentences. Love. Love is God. God is love. Live in love. Second sentence. Ahamkaram. Aham plus akar. Aham, I, atma is same. Akar, form, when it manifests, our form gets fixed on aham, becomes ahamkara. We become individuals. He left it like that. It took me more than 10 years to understand this. Because he put me on the path of self-inquiry, which 87 itself, he said, don't waste your time on chemistry and chemical engineering, sir. Inquire, who am I? Swami put me on the path of self-inquiry. 1990, of the gap of 11 years, Swamiji conducted summer classes, summer school. There, Swamiji said that we are all wasting our time. 24 hours we should do sadhana of inquiring, who am I? Then, earlier, Swami had given me the taste of it. I have never spoken publicly about that. I am tempted to share that today. I used to sit outside the interview room, portico, after the bhajans, and sit trying to go within, because Swami has said, go within, find out, who am I? I said, what? It's all futile, nothing is happening. No, go and see. Within. I said, within what? Like Hanuman, I should tear my chest and see whether Rama is there. What? Go within where? So like that, I was frustrated. One evening, it happened in 89. One evening, Swami and Colonel Jogarao, they were discussing in the room. Colonel Jogarao went around 7:30 in the night. Both of them, they came out talking about some project. He was also used as a right hand for Swami for all the constructions. So my dilemma was, shall I open my eyes and have his darshan, or he has given me the assignment, go within and find him out inside. Then I said, "Are yaar, andar bhi to wohi hai na. I believe that he is there. So why miss a chance to have his one more darshan late night, 7:30 So I opened my eyes. When I opened my eyes, he came closer to me while talking to Colonel Jogarao. He just gave me a nice whack. And then I smiled, he also smiled, went. I closed my eyes again. Hey, he's reminding me that I must do my assignment. After an hour or so, they came back. I didn't open eyes at that time. I finished my meditation, silent sitting, went home. Next day morning, again, darshan used to be finished by 6:15, 6:30, latest by 6:45. Then, after that, we were given opportunity, a chance to sit in the bhajan hall for till you had to go to college. So I was sitting there, and as soon as I sat inside the bhajan hall, facing Swami's throne, my mind went zoop inside. Just I was mind silent, as if mind is not there. And what I find, hurry, I'm expanding, bigger and bigger, like a sphere, but not with the boundary, proper boundary. The transparent sphere goes on increasing, unlimited, no boundaries. I said, oh, this is what I am. Then, with all, but not with the ego, with all humility, whole hall was a tiny speck in me. I went out. And by that time, it was around 9 o'clock or 5 minutes to 9, Swami had come out for a second darshan. Even Swami walking inside me, trees inside me, roads inside me. I crossed the road. Vehicles cannot touch me. Everything is in me. I am everything. I reached there, my college, and I didn't know whether I taught them or not taught them. I don't know. The student, I did go to the class, I remember. But that day, what did I teach? I don't know. Then evening still continued that. Evening came for darshan. Sat there. Swami came, looked at me. When he looked at me, everything back to abnormal, not normal. I said, Swami. So he gave the taste of what we are. And then 1990, in summer course, Swami said, don't waste your time, 24 hours you should do sadhana. I got a clue. Why should I be going to college? 24 hours, you are telling me. So I wrote a letter. And in the dining hall, after the morning session, that was the last day of the summer course session. I think it was 5th of June or something like that. It used to be 10-15 days, summer course. So Swami went, and those years, I was the only guy permitted with a camera, video camera, to shoot on Swami's movements. With that camera, nobody had still come, boys and guests and students and teachers, nobody. So Swami went inside the kitchen to bless the prasadam which was prepared. So I also, with the camera, went there. And I wanted to corner Swami. He allowed himself to be cornered. And he stood, he was talking to the cooks. I put my camera down. I had given the condition within myself. Swamiji, I will ask you, Pad Namaskar. If you give me, then you are giving me permission to go and resign. So that conditions you put, you know, normally. Many a times, even if you see the video film, Swami will touch hair. It's not that he has to see whether somebody has removed this hair or artificial or it's setting on. No, no, no. Any devotee says, Swamiji, right now, should I go ahead with this proposal or not? You tell me. If it is yes, you put your hand on the head. He will do that. He said, I am servant of devotees. So don't think that any movement is vain. Everything has a purpose. Okay. So, when I said, put my camera and said, Swamiji, like you know, stern, namaskar le sakta hu? He said, lo. He lifted the robe and gave me nice namaskar. Clear, green signal. I went straight and resigned. And that time, Dean, he got a shock. Hey, kya ho gaya tere? Are you all right? Why are you resigning? I said, no, everything. Let Swami come and then we will finalize this. Then, Swami ji came on 13th of June. Till then, I told Professor that I have resigned, meter starts. You have to give the prior notice period. So, 3 months it was. Swamiji came on, then he told registrar, that teachers are not asking me. I can talk to them, I'm free, they are free, semester's just begun. So, somehow, the interview, Swami called all the teachers on a Sunday on the 17th of June, 1990. Then, all teachers were going, whereas I was given an assignment, I have resigned, I have to find out who am I. When I saw that Swami is taking the teachers inside, then my mind said, "Arey, I have resigned, but they have not accepted. So I am still on the role of the teachers." So I got up and wanted to go. Swami waited for me, patted me, "Lazy man, go inside." So I went there, Swami sat on the chair, and he started firing. Sadhana, sadhana, sadhana. Kya sadhana karne ko chata hai? He bhagya. I was shocked. Suddenly on me, he bhagya. So I said, Swamiji, I want to do self-abidance. When I teach a subject which is not related to Atma, like statistics, war and all, my mind gets diverted. He did not allow me to complete the sentence. He said, if you segregate, this is worldly, this is spiritual, even in 1,000 births, I will not give you anything what you want. I got terrified. Started trembling. Hare, 1,000 births, even if every birth is, I take human birth after human birth, and on an average, those years were 70 years, on a higher scale. 70,000 years gone. No assurance that I'll give you what you want. Arre, maine kya sin kiya yaar? I caught hold of his feet. Swami, please forgive me. Please guide me. What have I done? What should I do? He said, what is sadhana? True sadhana is unification of the sadhaka, the sadhana and the sadhyam. True sadhana is the sanctifying your time, energy, knowledge. True sadhana is control of senses. True sadhana is living together in a harmonious way. I understood. Then he said, dekho, in a gunny bag of rice, there'll be few grains of paddy. Paddy is also rice, but husk is to be removed. I have brought all the students and teachers. They are a maharshi tattvas. Through them, I am going to cleanse the whole world. I have made you in charge of them. What other sadhana you want to do? I understood. He said, finally, share with them the experiences which I have given you. Make them good. When they were maharshis, they knew at that time that Narayana is going to come and bring these students or close some people, those who were maharshis at that time. Over the period, we waited and some dust got accumulated over our personalities. He said, remove the dust. That is your sadhana. Remove the husk from the paddy. That is your sadhana. Make them good, worthy of the instruments through whom I am going to cleanse the whole world. That is your sadhana. Do that, make me happy, then I will give you what you want. Finally, he agreed that I will give you. I said, wow, even whatever may be the number of years, he has agreed, he has promised that he will give. So, coming to again some interviews here. One, it little lighter size side. Once it so happened that Dr. Safaya, who was in charge, first director of a super specialty hospital, every month there used to be 1.5 crore money expenditure. Particular month, he had hardly few lakhs left in the bank. He came to Swamiji. And Swamiji ignored him. He came on Saturday evening. Swami ignored him on Sunday also. His wife rang up saying that there are the phone calls from the bank that please come urgently. He understood. Bills are not paid. Swami did not talk to him. On Sunday also he had to go back. When he went there in the night, wife told him that so many calls have come from this bank, that bank, and particularly this bank. They said, urgently, where is sir? So he understood. He is ready for me. So he went in the morning to the bank and told him, sorry, I was in Vrindavan. He said, sir, there is one gentleman from USA. He has been ringing up, he has been telling that, please, sign the paper. He said, what paper? He said, he wants to give 30 crores right now, you sign and accept it. Are? He thought that he'll be hanged because of non-payments of so many bills. For 2.5 years, expenses, come, take man, you came for just few lakhs, I give you expenses for 2.5 lakhs. That is Swami. Similarly, in Kodaikanal, once it happened, Swamiji told a senior boy that, see, tomorrow morning we are leaving early. And how many security guards were helping us? He counted and said, Swamiji, 24. Okay. Then Swami had an envelope. He said, see, I brought so much money, cash, few lakhs, exactly 24,000. 24,000 rupees, 500 rupee notes are left. Do one thing, that take 24 pieces of safari, put it in the bags, and in each bag, in an envelope, put 1,000 rupees. Swami used to give stitching charges also. So he went and did that. That tomorrow morning before we leave, Swami hands over to the security people. Then wonderful thing happened. He made it, and when he started making, he remembered, "Arey, there are 9 more securities on the just little away." Swami would not like to leave them alone. So he came to the senior teacher and other boys and other teachers. He said, "Sir, there's a problem." "Hey, what is the problem, man?" "Swami said 24 security people, but now there are 33. "Oh, so what is the problem? There are no safari pieces?" "No, no, sir, safari pieces, so many hundreds." "Bags?" "No, bags are also there." "Then what is the problem?" "Sir, in each bag I have to put 1,000 rupees. "Don't have money." "No, Swami gave only last 24,000. How can I ask Swami now?" "Oh. Hey, boys, anybody has, come on, cash, just for a few days, I'll give you back. Come on," the senior professor was telling. So, then there's a problem, and our Sai Krishna, Natakata Krishna, he appears there in the discussion. "Amy, what's the problem? Why?" Swami, "What?" "Swami, security guys, huh? You kept the bags ready?" "Yes, Swami, 24 are ready, but there are 33. "Okay, then give 33. Prepare 9 more. He says, "Swami, but what?" "Swami, I don't have money." "Why?" "Yes, Swami, 24,000. I have to put 9 more thousand. "Oh, okay. Today morning, I had collected a few letters, darshan time, and there's an envelope with a blue border. Bring that." He brought it. So, Swami, in a unique style, he will not tear the envelope, just we do it. On the one of the edges, he will tear it and leave it there, so that the loose piece should not fall off anywhere. Are you able to visualize that? So, when he did that, and very unique style, he did such a way, it was tilted, but the one bundle of 500 rupee notes, that means 50,000 rupees, came out. He said, "Arey, ye kisne dala? Tumne dala? Ye tumne dala?" Then, the senior teacher told Swamiji, "That is your sankalpa." He said, "Hey, for these things you are telling me, sankalpa, there the revelation, Parabrahman takes only one Mahasankalpa to come in a human form. After that, whatever I need, wherever I need, how much I need, it will come running to me." What a revelation. Another time, in Punichanga, Swamiji had become very thin. He had lost weight, because there was one calamity supposed to be happening. So many people had predicted. And Swamiji went on becoming thinner. So I thought that Swamiji is letting out his, some 49 kg, that is 108 pounds. Swamiji became 44. That means about 10% he allowed to shed off. And actually that was a prediction that 10% of population will be eradicated because of the calamities, which Swami prevented. Because Swami had said to one senior devotee that when I am here, little bit here and there it will happen. How do you imagine even such thing I will allow? So I thought that is the way. I mean, that is the reason Swami allowed his body to become thin. Because we are all cells of Swami's body. He is universal body. Then, session, Purnachanda session, Swami, informal. Then people were telling Swami, "You have become very thin, Swami, you have become thin, you are not eating properly, this, that." He came and told me, "Kya bhagya? Tumhara kya raya hai? Main thin ho gaya? Have I become thin?" "No, Swami." "Oh, have I become fat?" "No, Swami." "Then?" "Swami, you are constant." Right answer. Then he moved little bit and then he said, "Not only constant, I am constant integrated awareness." I said, "Wow, Swami." Then still jokingly, lighter way, one professor said, see, nowadays Swami doesn't take much food. Then another person is telling, the senior people, they take liberty of conversing with Bhagavan, but they don't know. Swami can reflect. So another senior devotee, he said, hey, Swami doesn't need the food nowadays. He is taking sustenance directly from five elements. Swami said, hey, five elements take sustenance from me. Wow. Just imagine. Sometime back, I was pleading on behalf of all the teachers, because Swami was very upset. One day, Swami was coming to Vrindavan. That morning, again, it was, I think, Sunday morning. We were all seated there. Before going, Swami came to me in a firing mood. I used to be the instrument, media, to listen to on behalf of all and also get joy. Swami said, kya bhagya? Thousands rupees salary deta hun. 100 rupees ka kaam nahin karta hai. I'm giving you salary worth thousands of rupees. You don't even work for 100 rupees. Everybody thought the bhagya is fired. That he is lazy, he has done something. And that too, he is going to Vrindavan, so he is cutting him off and going. Then he went for an interview, quick interview, some VIP. Came back. Swamiji was totally in a different mood. Only divinity can do that. Laughing and coming in again to me, he said, Bhagya, hamara Telugu mein ek proverb hai. In Telugu there is a proverb. The equivalent is, I'll tell in English, that ek hen, Brahmanapali dekha tum? Brahmanapali, ek hen gaya udhar. Oh, Brahmanapali mein sab Brahman rata hai. Hen went, but it didn't come back. Oh, kidhar gaya? So, totally different mood, Swami. I also laughed, but I dare not laugh louder because I had firing just few minutes back. So, Swami said, I give you so much of love. Now, salary, what Bhagavan is giving, is love. So much of love which cannot be estimated in thousands of rupees. You people do not give even this much love to the students. You people say that we have come for devotion towards Swami. Where is your devotion? Show it in action. Everybody got a message. It was not only Bhagya. Okay. Let us see what Bhagavan wants from us. One day, Swami's plight was that he did not allow any people to accompany him. All the letters he used to carry himself. And a person sitting next to me, he told me, hey, Swami talks to you so much, why don't you go and offer your help? I said, yeah, Swami knows everything. If he needs help, he will just signal and anybody will come. But he doesn't want. He wants to probably convey some message. Then he was pestering me. Swami, finish the round and look at the selfishness of the devotees. Both the hands are full. Still, some people, they want to give letter to Swami. In between the letter, put your letter. Because we are professors. We are students. So, then Swami was showing little disturbance that some professor is putting letter like this. Then another senior professor, Anil Kumar, he was pleading to Bhagavan, Swami, he must have some problem, therefore he's keeping it here. So as if I forgive him, Swami, he has a problem. He said, what do you mean by that? I take care of every problem of yours. Before the problem comes, I solve. Where is the need to be panic and to communicate? But then, now, I offered, I decided to interact with Bhagavan, that he will at least clarify certain thoughts in mind. I stood on knees, Swamiji, I want to tell you something. If I'm wrong, please guide me. I said, what? Swamiji, when Avatar comes, he doesn't need any help from anybody, anything from anyone. Is that correct? Yes, correct. But Swami wants only one thing. Hey, what is that? Swami wants that we should realize who we are. Very correct. He gave the endorsement. Then he said, sometimes I ask from someone that is also for yourself. So what he wants from us, only reach that goal. And in a similar occasion, I said, Swamiji, many students ask that how do we express our gratitude to Bhagavan? He said, set an ideal example. Be good, do good, see good. That pleases me. That is enough. Earn a good name for yourself, for your parents, for the institute, for your country. That makes me happy. I don't want anything from anyone. Here, very this place, some boys played a drama. Then boys said, Swami, we love you. Then I was seated here and Swami looked at me. What's the best way to love God? Serve all, love all. That's a way to love God. Now, what is that love? Can I see the love? Ah, very good. Thank you. See, one of the MBA batches, Swami was talking about love. He was showing the triangle, but I just depicted. He says, it's a divine love has three dimensions. Selflessness, changelessness, fearlessness. Selfless. Swami said, I have come to give and give and give. I will never expect anything in return. It's unconditional love. Based on that, one story comes to my mind. One gentleman, one boy, room boy, Swami's room boy, he got the thought that he should go out and enjoy the world and get married. Swami permitted him. When I had joined after 86, soon after 86, he had come. I didn't know about his background. He came after 20 years. So, many people did not know who he is. He was made to sit somewhere. Okay, he pleaded to someone that I was Swami's room boy and this and that. They allowed him to sit in the front, where the Swami takes a turn in a pillar during normal darshan route. So, Swami came closer to him, looked at him, called out with his first name. Hey! He was wonderstruck. He said, Swamiji, I thought you have totally forgotten me. You remember my name also. He said, yes. Then he asked him, he had tears in his eyes, asked him, how's your mother? Swami, my father passed away last year. That's why I asked you about your mother. I know. Then, again, Swami asked, how's your daughter? Then he was quiet. Swami took daughter's name and said, how's she? Swami, Sira, you go out. You get married. You never invited me. Your father passed away, never invited me. You got a daughter, you never came to me. Who gave this name to your daughter? Ask your wife, did I not appear in the dream and told her that keep this name for your daughter? Boy was flat, crying. Swami's robe was wet. There Swami said, I never forget anybody, Ra. It's changeless love. Selfless we are experiencing. Very fact, we are standing here is selfless love. He didn't want anything from anyone. Always giving, giving, giving. He has said that this avatar has taken three vows. First, He will always give and give and give. He will never extend hand to take anything from anyone. Second one, that He has come to transform us. Even the wicked people, this avatar will not destroy them. He will transform them with love. Love is a weapon. And third one, once I give promise to any devotee, even the devotee forgets, I will never forget. I am just giving little bit of that. When my daughter was tiny, my mother, she was quite old. She was worried about my daughter, that what will happen. Swami told her, he gave us interview, told her, Amma, don't worry about this daughter. She is my daughter. I'll take care of her. I will get her married. I will get you the, get her the boy. Which he promised in 1988. And 2013, whatever Bhagavan had said on its own proposal came, a most suitable proposal, and boy came with his parents and told us. And student, old student. Then when I went and gave invitation card to many people, one unique was I went to the primary school where my daughter had studied. And there I gave invitation to the senior teachers, including Moni Aunty. So when I gave that invitation, she looked at it, she started crying. I said, Didi, kya hua? No, Swami is there, Swami is there. I said, where did I say he's not there, yaar? Kya hua kya? She said, do you remember 1988 when Swami had given you interview? Your mother was there, your wife and daughter. She was so tiny. And Swami told your mother that I will get her married and boy also I'll bring. What he promised in 1988, 2013, 25 years later, he is still fulfilling the promise. That is God. Then, fearless. Swami is not afraid of anything. He said, when pure love, you can tell even the defects, weak points of a person, because I love you. Pure love. So I will tell you for your correction, that what I should do or should not do. Then, once in Kodaikanal, it so happened that Swami had invited in the evening the one VIP's daughter. She had also 4-year son. And invariably Swami would give a short discourse. He was giving that, and boy, naughty boy of rich people, children. So he was restless. Swami tried to pacify the boy. He was beyond control. Then indicating the mother that take care of the child, she couldn't control. Swami told both of them, get out. We were surprised. The chief minister's daughter and grandson, Swami is chucking them out. Then Swami said, they don't know how to take control over their children. They are disturbing others. This is out of my love. When I correct you, that is also my love. So that is his fearlessness, because it's a divine pure love. I'll give some very nice. What is Swami's mission? Swami's mission is to raise the consciousness of a man to a level at which he neither rejoices nor mourns over anything. You must not only have the freedom from fear, but freedom from hope and expectation. Trust in my wisdom. I do not make mistakes. Love my uncertainty, for it is not a mistake. It is my intent and my will. Remember, nothing happens without my will. Be still. Do not want to understand. Do not ask to understand. Relinquish the understanding. Relinquish the imperative that demands understanding. Nobody can understand God. Swami said, all are mine. So the whole world has to be saved from the consequences of ignorance and limited knowledge. I will set my people near me, for they are mine and I am theirs. Then I will start teaching and training them until they become entirely ego-free. For the last 25 years, It has all been sweetness and kindness, soft persuasions. Hereafter, it will be different. I will drag them, place them on the table and operate. That is to say, I have no anger or hate. I only have love for them. It is love that prompts me to save them and open their eyes before they get deeper into the morass. That is his mission. Next. Now, what is our duty? Your duty is to abandon all your plans, even the best ones. Abandon all your theories you cherish, the doctrines you hold dear, the systems of knowledge that have cluttered your brain, the preferences you have accumulated, the pursuit of fame, fortune, scholarship and superiority. These are all material objectives. Enter into the objective world after becoming aware of the Atma. Then you will realize that all is the play of the Atma. That is the level we have to reach. Free from all the problems. Still, so many things are happening. Don't think that physically Swami is not there. On 14th of December 2014, later on I realized it was 70th anniversary of Swami's old mandir. And early morning, Swami gave me a dream. With that, I will stop. He gave a dream. And in a dream, what I find myself, that I am standing near this Shanti Vedika ground, cricket ground. It was made even in 1997, December, for the cricket match on 30th of December. But I was carried back the time when the ground had two layers. And all, you know, stones and thorns and cow dung and all was there. And these mountains, hills, I wouldn't say mountain, hills, where the statues of various Jesus and Krishna and all these things are there. Then what I was finding, that on the left side, there was a group of small boys, 8-10 boys, Telugu speaking. This is a dream. They were talking about, now I don't know Telugu, but a few words, Swami and the Darshan. It attracted my attention. And then moment I tried to understand what they're saying, one overseas devotee lady, she was running towards the hills. Then I saw, between the arches of the hills, Swami in a white robe, young Swami, 55 years, and smiling, Abhayasta. Then I shouted, Swamiji! You are here! Where were you? Such shout as if I am reaching Swami by shouting. Mind you, this was quite away at the ground. And Swamiji, top of the hill. Then Swami was talking to me. I was able to see Swami as clearly as, just as if you are so close. So Swami was talking to me, whispering as if, Main kidhar bhi nahi gaya. Main idhar hi hoon. I have never gone anywhere. I am here only. But Swami ji, where were you? Swami was, then he said, Dekho, on the right side, the models of two temples. On the left side, models of two temples. Swami said, in both the hands he showed me, Dekho, charo dham idhar hi hai. Later on, I tried to find out what were those pictures. Kedarnath, Badrinath, all those pictures. Many models were there, but I verified in the internet. Charo dham kya hota hai? So, I saw that. Then a desire came to my mind. I said, Swamiji, aap thodi der idhar hai? Are you here for some more time, Swami? I will go home and bring my wife for darshan. Swami said, haan, jao, leke aao. Go, bring her. I ran unmindful of stones, thorns, the cow dungs and whatever was there. I ran. I was barefooted in the dream. So I ran. I clearly remember I came to the staff quarter, opened the door and woke my wife. Come on, get up. Get up. Swami is giving darshan. Come on. So she got up in the dream, my dream. Then I brought her to the ground where I saw Swami between the arches of the hills. Then I said, here. Swami was not there. I started crying and told my wife, Swami ji chala gaya. Then even that whisper Swami heard, he said, अरे पागल मैं गया नहीं तू इधर थोड़ा राइट साइड में आ जा ये बीच में जार आता है ट्री आता है तू देख नहीं सकता इधर आ जा सो बोथ ऑफ अस वी शिफ्टेड टुवर्ड्स राइट एंड स्वामी बोथ दी अवेयरनेस अगेन ही इज गिविंग दर्शन आई से स्वामी जी अगेन ही शाउटेड स्वामी जी वाह कहां थे स्वामी मैं किधर नहीं गया हूं किधर जाने की जरूरत नहीं है मैं इधर ही हूं बट स्वामी जी Now, every day you will give darshan like this. Main kidhar gaya nahi. Aur kidhar jaane ki zarurat nahi. This was, I have not gone anywhere. There's no need to go anywhere. Then I said, Swamiji, see, so many people are passing here by. They don't know that you are giving darshan here. He said, jisko main chahunga, usko darshan milega. To whomsoever I will, they will be able to get my darshan. Oh, Swamiji. Again I said, Swamiji. I just spread my hand and tuck. It went and hit against the edge of the bed and got up 3:45 a.m. Then I was dazed. This is the reason I brought the chair. Then I realized, Swami gave darshan in a dream. But it was very real. I woke her up. Arey, utho. Swami ne darshan diya. She doesn't know anything. So she woke up and in the meantime, what I was doing, I was just pressing my feet and dusting my feet. She got up, he said, ye aap kya kar rahe ho? I realized, I said, nahin, mere ko bahut dard hai. Kya hua? Then I explained the whole dream to her. It was so real, that pain of stones and thorns and cow dung I was dusting. Then I told her, this is a dream which Swami has given. After that, believe me, my mind is so calm. He's there, he's everywhere. So, with that firm conviction, we have to continue. And I'm sure every step Bhagavan is guiding. Even today when I went in the inside Thrai, all there are so many things, still feelings and emotions and sentiments are coming. But I think time is limited. I am really very extremely not sorry, but very happy that you had to stay for a long period. Please forgive me for extension of the time. With that, I close my talk. Thank you, Swami. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
One and one alone, birthless, changeless, the infinite supreme, Satchitananda. Om Tat Sat Om. I am God, I am God, I am no different from God.
I am God, I am God, I am no different from God.
I am the infinite supreme, the one reality.
I am the infinite supreme, the one reality.
I am Satchitananda Swarupa.
I am Satchitananda Swarupa.
hearing the sound in a single-handed clap, glimpsing the light in a fallen leaf, sensing its presence in the midst of my grief, feeling the one in the smile of a child, seeing its love flowing gentle and mild, praising God in all that I do, knowing the truth that it's in me and you. See God in each other, in a friend and enemy, a brother. See God in all its wonder. See God living as you. Feeling the one always close at hand, grasping a thought that God is who I am, touching the hearts of everyone I see, looking inside, being home with me, catching a song that's coming from within, giving up lies based on fear and sin, seeking to know that which sets us free, releasing it all and coming back to be. See God in each other, in a friend and enemy, a brother. See God in all its wonders. See God living at you. Every time I let my heart be open and I watch God's love flow free, I look upon His creation, and God is all I can see. Every time I hear the voice inside me whisper who I am, I know I'm that child of splendor. With God I walk hand in hand, seeing His form floating through the crowd, revealing the light as He dispels the cloud, embracing His love as it captivates my soul, receiving the faith that I am now made whole, laying my life at the feet of this one, no longer concerned with what I am to become, finding it all here in the presence of sight. In order to live, I must be willing to die. See God in each other, in a friend and enemy, a brother. See